number eight, Fred Phillips, a 5'5", 140-pound senior. Mac McIntyre sets the ball up on the far hash mark.
That's the freshman.
Oh, thank you. Let's flip it over. That's number 87,
Nick Hart.
Nick Hart. The freshman sets the ball to kick it off. And it's set up. Could be an onside kick.
No, just a really high one. Watch this.
High, high pooch kick. Fair catch at the 25.
And that's a good a starting position as we can hope for on a great high kick by Nick Hart. And that's his specialty, is that high, high kick to force your up men to call that fair catch.
It'll be first and 10 for the Packers, going from left to right on your radio dial. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle between us, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Ball will be, and we're going to call our side of the field. That's the way we're going to look at it, near side and the far side, since the press box is on our side, since we're on the visitor's press box. Seagraves in the shotgun. Sends twins left, twins right. We're in a four-man front. He puts the running back to his right. Takes a snap, drops back. Pass! Almost picked off by Matt Frazier, but the catch made by number 80. That's the big tight end.
Ty Smith. Yeah, Matt Frazier had just jumped the route. The ball went right through his hands, but he knew right where it was going. That was almost a pick six.
Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. They've got the tight end to their side of the field. We go back to a five-man front. Gives it to Woodward. Ball's on the ground, and we've recovered it. James Mathis falls on it at the 30, at the 27-yard line.
Quarterback was trying to make a handoff, Wes, and the running back got too far ahead of him, and he let go of the ball, and James Mathis was there to disrupt it. He was the one who kind of made the pressure in the first place, but when the ball hit the ground, James Mathis picks it up, and that's our first break of the night. 11:51 here in the ball game. No score, and the Vikings have the ball at the 28-yard line of the Packers.
And here comes Lance Jarrell. D. Daniels, Nick Bergman in the backfield.
Wing T.
Josh Clemens, wide receiver out here. Gives it to Bergman around the right side. Jumps in a hole. And he'll get maybe a yard.
They may give him two on that, Wes. So he's going to be down to the 26.
Second and eight from the 26-yard line. 11:35 to go, first quarter. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
They came out in the traditional wing T format.
Telvin Orr checks in. Clemens comes to our side of the field. We're still in the wing T. Mike Moore, wing back far side. Four-man front. Give it to Moore on the counter. He runs right into a host of Vikings, a host of Packers as he crosses the 25 down to about the 23-yard line.
Mike had the hole. The offensive line made the hole. The linebackers stepped in there and stuffed that hole just as quickly as it opened up.
Looks like it's going to be about third and six. The ball at the 23-yard line. Again, the wing T. D. Daniels. Nick Bergman on our side. Mike Moore. Five-man front. They bring two linebackers. Jarrell looks like he's going to pass. Pulls the ball down. Starts to run. And drops it. It's on the ground. And the Packers may have come up with, nope, they say we recover the football.
I thought he was down on the ground when the ball came out anyway. Lance Jarrell just got punched right about the 26-yard line.
He'll lose two. Yep. It'll be fourth and eight. They'll set it down at the 27.
Going for it.
And we'll go for it. 10:15 to go, first quarter. Now we go to the spread. Bergman. Clemens goes to the far side.
And we got to call timeout. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this.
Back here in Collinswood, Georgia, it is fourth and eight for our Vikings. We recovered a fumble on the 27. or 28-yard line. It's just across the 26. Gerald in the shotgun. Mike Moore in the backfield with him. We send two far side. Clemens to the near side. Man coverage. Four-man front. They're showing blitz off the corner. Gerald, lots of time. Rolls right. Looks. And down he goes.
Great coverage. That was a coverage sack. As Lance Gerald, he had plenty of opportunity to find somebody downfield, but great coverage by the defensive back. And we turn the ball over and lose a ton of yards as Colquitt will take over at their own 36-yard line. So no harm done in the fumble by the Packers as the Vikings attempt to go for it on a fourth and long and turn the ball over on down.
Lee Graves comes back out. He has Woodard in the backfield with him. Four-man front for our Vikings. Three receivers near side. Drops back. Looks. Throws downfield. Overthrows Flournoy Smith at our 45-yard line. Be second and 10 with 9:54 to go here in the first and no score.
Yeah, the ball just thrown a little too far to the outside. Ty Smith not able to get out there to the outside. James Mathis again with pressure. Just as the quarterback let go of the ball, he was there.
Sig Graves again in the shotgun. Double tight end. Two receivers. Gibbons Woodward off the corner. Gets by one man. Two still on his feet down the sideline to go. And we won't run him out of bounds till he gets the first down in Viking territory down at our 46-yard line.
Yeah, he was able to just get that outside corner, and then he was one-on-one with the cornerback. And big running back like that on a cornerback, that was Brandon Roberts. You're not going to win that one very often.
18-yard run, ball on the near hash mark. Packers send trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Four-man front for the Vikings. Almost like a 4-3 defense now. Sig Graves across the middle, catch made. By number 84 down to our 39-yard line.
Trey Jackson there in coverage made the hit immediately, but the ball was thrown on a rope. 9:31 left in the first quarter here. No score as the Packers have the ball second and about three.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Woodward just to the left of Sig Graves. Tied in to the Packers side of the field. We go back to a five-man front. Sig Graves with the snap. Gives it to Woodard right up the middle. He's got a hole by one man, two. We miss a tackle. And he has the first down as he fights his way all the way down to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, the running back was able to get through that first line, and it's Tyquan Lang there to make the tackle. And when you're getting to the safeties.
9:04 to go here, first quarter, no score. Packers on the move. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield. Sig Graves back there by himself. We're in a four-man front now. He looks over to the sidelines. Gets the play. The ball on the near hash mark. Sig Graves says, let's go. Takes the snap. Quick throw out in the flat. Catch made by Woodward. Their second leading receiver, and he's down to about the 26-yard line.
Again, that quick underneath throw. And it's Trey Jackson and Eric Hart there to make the tackle for the Vikings.
Second and four. Ball at our 26-yard line. Anthony Brumley in the backfield along with Woodward. Offset pistol. Sig Graves. Pitch out to Brumley around the left side. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, comes back, and that's as far as he'll get. That's not Brumley, that is Trey Cooper.
It is a first down, though, Wes. It'll get him down to about the 22. And that will be a first down. 8:02 left here in the first quarter. Still no score as the Packers drive here on their second possession of the ball game.
First and 10 at our 21-yard line. 7:55 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Trips to our side of the field. Single receiver far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Puts a man in motion. That's Cooper. Sig Graves. Quick throw, and the ball is batted down by James Mathis.
James right there in the middle of the field as his pressure went back. He got his hands up and knocked the ball down. We're going to need to do that tonight to get those hands up to stop these little short passes. Second down and 10 now for the Packers.
Four-man front for our Vikings. Twin trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Woodward to his left. Seagraves again with the snap. Little shovel pass underneath the Woodward, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Didn't see who came in on that tackle. I think that was Trey Jackson.
It was. Trey Jackson stayed at home from the linebacker spot and caught that underneath shovel pass for only about a two-yard gain. Maybe one, yeah.
So it's going to be third and about 10, a long, long nine.
7:19, 7:17, the clock continues to run here in the first quarter. No score. Packers have it, as Wes said, third and a long nine at the Viking 21.
Double tight end for the Packers. They send a single receiver far side. Got a wing back. That's Lenore Smith. Lined up as the wing back. In the pistol with Woodward right behind Seagraves. Takes the snap, gives it to Woodward trying to get outside. He'll get by one man. He will not get the first down. I thought it was a hold out here on the corner, but no call. Woodward got to the corner, and he'll get down to about the 15-yard line, which is going to be fourth and about three.
It looks like they're going to send in their field goal unit to try and put points on the board. You got their roster. Who's their kicker there, Wes?
That is number 30, Oscar Luna. Luna will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the just inside the right hash mark. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up.
And they say good. I thought it was wide to the right.
It says good. 6:03 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Max Arm Stadium here in Colquitt. Packers lead it 3-0. Luna set to kick off. Back deep. Bergman, Williams, and Lang. High end over end kick. And that ball sails into the end zone where the ball is dropped. For a touchback, we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
That last drive for the Packers, guys, 3 minutes, 55 seconds off the clock, 51 total yards. They ran 9 plays, 4 more runs, 5 of them were passes. They got 3 first downs on the play, on the drive, resulting in a 30-yard field goal. Packers lead 3-0, 6 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Your Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
All righty. Here comes Lance Gerald with our Vikings. And we go back to that. We go back to our wing spread. Packers in a four-man front. Gerald brings Bergman in motion. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore. Moore right up the middle. Runs it to a host of Packers as it crosses the 20 up to the 23-yard line, giving 3 yards on that carry. Will be second and 7 from there.
So far, it looks like it's going to be tough sledding up the middle. We talked about that with the linebackers for Colquitt being able to stuff that middle. Our offensive line making some initial holes, but the linebacker core for the Packers coming in and stepping in and stuffing those holes.
We send Clemens and Bergman to the far side. Now we bring Bergman in motion towards us. Gives it to Bergman, trying to get outside. He's across the 25, cut, gets hit at the 30. He'll have the first down as he gets out to the 32-yard line. Good blocking out here on the corner by Larry Scarborough.
Wes, what I'm seeing right now is if we get that corner, we cannot hesitate the corner. We've got to explode around it because the speed of this defense for the Packers.
5:22 to go first quarter. We trail 3-0 on a 30-yard field goal by the Packers. Clemens, Bergman to the far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Bergman in motion towards us. There they come. And Moore's got the ball, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll fight his way up to the 32-yard line.
They'll set it down.
They're giving him to the 33. Be second and 9. Says they got a yard. Williams and Clemens to the far side. Here comes Bergman in motion. And
Lance Gerald on a naked bootleg.
Keeps the ball. I was trying to see who had it. Bill's eyes better than mine as he gets up to the 36-yard line.
Actually, not really so much a naked bootleg that time. He did have some blockers that rolled out to the right with him. We got a player down for the Vikings. And an official timeout on the field for that. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. Packers lead 3-0 with 4:23 left in the first.
Oh, back here at MacArthur Stadium, Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, what you got, buddy?
I was just going to say.
Lance Gerald and Josh Clemens was late to get up on that play, but they got up. It looks like they're okay. Josh has come off, but he's over here moving around pretty good, and Lance is back out there.
Gerald in the shotgun. Third and a long, long five. Say 6 yards for our Vikings. Four-man front for the Packers. Pass out to Bergman. By one man, two. Still on his feet. And they'll bring him down at the 40, but he'll be about a yard, and maybe 2 yards short of the first down. And we'll have to punt the football.
Nice little play that time. In a little out pattern to Nick Bergman. Almost had the first down. As you say, though, about two, almost 3 yards short. And they definitely will have to punt here. Matt McEnstein back to kick for the Vikings.
Trey Scott back deep for the Packers.
Matt waits on the snap at about his 25.
There it is. Nice high, high kick. And taken, get by one man, too high, he stayed on his feet. We had hands on him to start with, and Trey Scott stayed on his feet, and he'll return that putt back out to the Packer 34-yard line.
I tell you, if you've got a punt returner that's fearless like that, you have the advantage because the defenders have got to pull up a little bit. They can't just barrel into you. And if you're fearless that way, can make the catch, you can a lot of times break some big ones or at least pick up a couple yards as he did in that situation there.
4:01 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0, our Vikings trail. Seagraves sends two Packers far side, two near side. Woodward in the backfield to his left. Four-man front for the Vikings. Drops back to pass. Into Flournoy Smith. And that's about a 6 yard pass play out to the 39-yard line.
Wes, just to give you an update, Josh is over here. He's got his shoe off there. Looks like they're retaping his ankle. He looks like he's in the pain, but I'm thinking they're going to try to get him taped up and get him back in the game.
Second and five. Frazier has moved back to linebacker. Two receivers near side, one far side. Again, Seagraves. Gives drop back, play action pass. There comes a rush. Looking for a screen out to Flournoy. We hit him. And the big tight end makes the catch that fights his way forward for about another 3 yards for the first down out to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, he was head up on Tevin Brown. Tevin did a good job just to stop him a little bit. But big tight end like Ty Smith, he's going to be hard to bring down.
Seagraves looks to the sidelines, gets the play. Again, that four-man front. We stand our defensive ends up. Flournoy in motion. Now he goes back to the Packer side of the field. They're looking for him. They throw the catch out. Made! And he's hit immediately. But his forward progress is going to be into our territory at the 49.5-yard line. 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. And we trail 3-0.
Tyquan Lang in on the tackle. I mean, he just stuck him. As soon as Ty Smith caught the ball.
That's the third play in a row they've gone to him, guys.
Second and five. Ball on the far hash mark. Packers going from left to right. We show a five-man front now. Seagraves gives it to Woodward. Looking for a hole up the middle by one man, two. And if we don't grab him by his leg, he's off to the races. He'll pick up 3 yards. Down to our 46-yard line where it's going to be third and three from there.
Tevin Brown again on the tackle for the Vikings. and did a great job just hitting him low around the thighs and brings him down. James Mathis will check out on this play.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Woodward to the right of Seagray. Four-man front for our Vikings. Seagraves, quick drop back. Looking, throws, pass in and out of the hands of number 10, and there's a flag.
That flag's down on the other side, about the 49-yard line.
And it's on our side of the field. That was an incomplete pass.
And they will give the signal to the home side. We'll try and see that.
Sideline warning
against the Vikings.
As I have to say, that's probably a very difficult penalty to throw because we have about 3 yards over here. You can't even move on the sidelines, much less coach your team.
And they'll replay the down. Nope, fourth down.
Yeah, that's a dead ball.
Fourth down. And the Packers are going for it at our 46-yard line. They bring two receivers, Torloy Smith, to our side. Two receivers far side. Seagray. Hard count. Changes things up. Seagrave's also their punter, Bill. Quick high kick. Taekwon Lang catches it and immediately gets tackled back.
The ball's down. He's down. He hit the ground and the ball came out and the official's right on it.
Yep, and the ball will take over at our 17-yard line.
Yeah, the ball had come out, but Taekwon's back hit the turf. And that's when the ball came out. And that is very good call by the officials right there on it. And the Vikings will take over. Wes, some people are asking about, you know, the flag was thrown about the sideline warning. And it truly is the first time only a warning. They throw the flag to stop it, but they do that. And then they warn the teams. Now, the next time there would be a mark-off penalty. We do have a Viking player down way across the other side of the field. Can't make out the number just yet.
Minute 51 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 3-0.
He's starting to get up. Before we might take a break, we'll see what how long this might be. That's Taekwon Lang. He caught that ball on the quick punt over his shoulder. And when he came down, of course, like I said, his back hit the turf. The ball popped out. He jumped up going after the ball, just like all of the Packers did. And I think he just got landed on a little bit in that pile. But he's holding his right arm just a little bit.
Bill, if there's one thing I've noticed that's been different from the Packers teams in the past is this year's Packer team, they're a lot more physical on defense.
Yes, they are. And Coach Pro said that at the pregame. Oh, they let go. He was holding that arm for a long time.
Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Packers in a four-man front. Linebacker up on the line of scrimmage on our side of the field. Ball to Mike Moore trying to get outside. Cuts back against the grain, and he gets across the 15. And gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there. They are just shutting down our running game altogether. Second and 10. Twins left, twins right. Put Moore in motion. Give it to Moore again, trying to get outside. Cuts back inside as he crosses the 20. And he'll get up about the 23-yard line. And it should be third and 4 from there. And we're at the 105 mark of the first quarter. We trail it 3-0. Third and 4. Gerald gets the play, moves Mike Moore to his left. Almost a five-man front for the Packers. Pass. There comes a flag.
We threw pass interference from our side of the field. The pass was to the far side.
And
Vikings pointing towards the Packers. We'll see when the call comes in.
Holding against the Packers. So it wasn't pass interference because it was going to be extremely hard for that guy on this side of the field to make that call on the far side of the field. But he did call holding, which would be a 10-yard penalty and a first down for our Vikings. Move it out to the 33-yard line.
43 seconds left here in the first quarter. Packers lead 3-0. Vikings ball, first and 10.
Four-man front for the Packers. They've got eight guys up within 6 yards of that football. Gerald in the shotgun. Takes the snap, quarterback keeper right up the middle as he busts across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Giving 3 yards on the carry, second and 7.
Clock continues to run. 22 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Twin with two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side, that short corner. They bring a corner up. They jump. There comes the flag.
I believe they jumped into the neutral zone. Let's
and
see.
They did. And unlike college where you can get back, once you break the neutral zone in high school, it's a dead ball and you mark off 5 yards.
Let's see, a big discussion here. Did we simulate the snap? No, they say offsides defense. Because three or four right there on the front line made that jump. That could have been a hard count by Lance Gerald as well.
Second and 3, 10 seconds to go. Ball out to the 41-yard line.
They'll start the clock here. And we don't have to take a snap, and we might not.
And we won't. We'll take a 60-second break at the end of the first quarter. Our Vikings trail 3-0. We'll be right back after this. I'm back here in Colquitt, Georgia. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers on the sideline. We go to the second quarter, trailing 3-0.
We're in Colquitt County, not Colquitt.
I thought, okay, Colquitt County.
Because there is a Colquitt.
There is a Colquitt, Georgia. It'll be second and 3. The ball at our 41-yard line, or second and 2. We're now going from left to right on your radio dial. Gerald gives the ball to Bergman. Stop, look, halfback pass, nothing there. Stay on his feet. Get away from one man, two. Gets a block out on the corner. He's across the 50, down to the 40. And they'll run him out of bounds, and I'll tell you what, a block and a half back out here. It was going to be a halfback pass. Bergman reversed his field, and who saw the block?
I did. It was Lance Gerald. I could read that from about the hash marks. He absolutely laid a cornerback out for them. Great job.
He did, guys. I didn't think my player, the impact player of the game, would be making his impact with blocks, but that was a heck of a block there by Lance Gerald.
All the way down to the Packer 36-yard line.
So I'll take a broken play. Big, big yardage.
Van der Zanden in the backfield along with Gerald. Two receivers far side, two near side. Gerald in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Packers. Ball on the far hash mark. We bring Bergman in motion. Gerald keeps it right up the middle. Quarterback keeper as he fights his way down to the 31-yard line. To give him 4.5 yards on that carry. Just underway here in the second quarter. We trail 3-0.
They fake the handoff to Nick Bergman, and you got to figure Nick Bergman's pretty winded after that last run. He came around this right side on the halfback option and then reversed field completely to pick up those big yards.
Second and a long 5 from the 31.5. Sets Bergman to his right. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, pass down, fails, caught by number 24, hits to the end zone, and he's down at the 1 yard line.
What a great catch right there by number 24, Kevin Edwards. Lance threw it up. He was really had to go up in the air and get it. Great block on that play, too, by the wide receiver.
I think Edwards might have thought he was real close. As he was being tackled, tried to dive toward the corner. It'll be first and goal.
We go double tight end.
And the ball set down at the 1 yard line. 11:01 to go here in the first quarter. Gerald will go under center. Mike Moore in the backfield. Packers stack that line of scrimmage. We give it to Moore. Looks for a hole. No, they say he's down to the 1 6-inch line.
Yeah, we're running double tight ends with Eric Torrey and Brandon Bell. big size down on that offensive line right now.
Gerald.
We got big blockers in at wing back, too.
Slides under center. Again, the Packers stack that line. Gerald takes a snap to Moore. Moore into the end zone. Touchdown, Bucky.
I see you, Mike Moore. 10-18 in the second quarter. The Vikings find the end zone and go up 6-3 as we'll attempt the extra point with Crum at the snapper. Garrett Bowe, it's going to be Eric Blanton to hold. Number 14, Eric Blanton comes in to hold as Matt McEnstein will attempt the kick.
Waiting on Jason Crum's snap. There it is. Blanton puts it down. Kicks up. It's good. And with 10-18 to go, Vikings lead it 7-3. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at MacDarp Stadium, Vikings lead it 7-3 with 10-18 to go here in the first half. Trey Scott, Fred Phillips back deep to receive.
Hart to kick off for the Vikings.
High, high kick. Taken at the 30. And they'll get up to the 35, the 36-yard line.
That last drive for the Vikings, guys. 3 minutes, 25 seconds off the clock. Went 84 total yards. They ran 9 plays. 7 of them were runs. 2 passes, 2 first downs. Resulted in a 1-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore. Your Vikings lead 7-3. 10 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the first half.
Flags on the field. Dead ball personal foul against the Packers.
Hey, Wes.
Go ahead, Marty.
Give you another update, too. Tyquan Lane and Josh Clemens are both back on the field in here with our defense on this series.
There was a little scrimmage there after the play was over, Wes. Number 80 for them, Ty Smith, got up and pushed one of our players, and they're going to mark that 15 yards off. I thought, wait a minute, they're starting at the 35. Oh, offsetting penalty. I'm sorry.
Okay. C. Graves in the shotgun. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flash to Woodward. Woodward makes the catch down the far sideline, and he'll have the first down, Bill.
Yep.
And there's another flag.
On the sideline over there.
They say, well, they're showing him going out of bounds back at the 41.
Might be a late hit, guys.
Dead ball, personal foul, our Vikings.
So a moot point, it'll be a first down anyway.
Well, where will they move it to?
Well, he got hit out of bounds, evidently. He was running out of bounds. We had two defenders over there.
Well, they'll go to the 41 and mark it off from there, which will move the ball all the way down to our 43-and-a-half-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Packers going from right to left on your radio dial. 10:09 to go here in the half. Vikings lead at 7-3. Trip to the near side. Single receiver far side. He puts Woodward to his right. We're in a four-man front. C. Graves takes the snap. Gives it to Woodward right up the middle. Gets hit by one man, too. And he stays on his feet as he fights his way across the 40. Bill down to the 37-yard line. And he's showing he's got some muster in those legs.
Yeah, he's got the holes there. And he's able to just keep the legs driving and push through.
Got an injury, guys.
A Packer player is down. Looks like one of their linemen just from the size. Cannot see a number.
We'll make Tyler Altman comes in.
Tyler Altman has played some tight end as well as defensive line. I tell you what, we'll take a 30-second break while we've got this timeout. Vikings lead 7-3 with 9:55 left in the first half. We'll be right back after this.
Back over here in Moultrie, Georgia, 9:55 to go in the first half here on the Lions High Football Radio Network. Number 76, Preston Mobley, a right tackle, injured on that play. It will be 2nd and 3, the ball down at our 37-yard line. Seagraves brings two Packers near side, two Packers far side. Tied in Flournoy, Smith to our side. Seagraves in an empty backfield. We're in a five-man front. Takes a snap, goes right up the middle. And he'll get down to the 35, give him 2 yards. And it'll be third and about two from there.
Quarterback Seagrave for them. He is a big quarterback.
6'4", 220.
We have played some of the best quarterbacks we've seen in a long time, week after week after week during this 2011 season.
Seagrave keeps two backs in the backfield with him. One of them is Woodward. We stacked a line. He goes under center. And he didn't give it to Woodward. I'm trying to say the number. They got the first down.
That was number 11, I think.
It was Woodward.
Yep.
And they get the first down. Down to the 33-yard line. 8:52 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 7-3. Seagrave says something to Woodward. Moves him to his left. Twins left, twins right. We're showing blitz off the corner. Quickly looking out in the flat. Throws deep and overthrows Ty Flournoy Smith. And he was covered back there very well by Tyquan Lang.
Yeah, he had about a half step on Tyquan, but the ball was thrown way high into the outside corner. And Ty Smith was just not going to be able to get to that. That'll bring up second and 10 now for the Packers. 8:28, the clock stops with that incomplete pass. We're in the second quarter. Vikings lead 7-3.
We bring Jermonsi right in and bring a slide of defensive lineman off the field. We go to a four-man front. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Woodyard in the backfield with Seagraves to his right. They bring a man in motion to our side of the field. So it'll be twins left, twins right. Quickly looking. James Mathis has got him. He throws out to number 10. Gets a block. A great play, Bill, by Matt Saylor to come back for that pass.
And again, that's one of those things we talked about. We saw it last week. James Mathis is just terror on that defensive line. But we're not getting any help from anybody else to get the quarterback down. And they are just big quarterbacks finding open receivers.
The first down to the 22-yard line. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. They give it to Woodard. Looking for a hole. Gets hit at the line. At the line of scrimmage. He'll get 2 yards down to the 20. It'll be second and 8 from there.
Josh Clemens, number 25, initially there on the contact. Got him around the ankles to make the stop.
Preston Mobley checks back in for the Packers. Limping. Again, trips to the far side. Flournoy Smith lines up as a tight end on the near side, on our side of the field. Woodward to the left of Seagrave. Second and 8. And timeout Packers. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, here we go. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Second and 8. Trips to the far side. Flournoy Smith tied in to the near side. Seagraves just to the left. Woodward to the left of Seagraves. There's a snap. Quarterback keeper gets hit at the line of scrimmage by Trey Jackson.
And Matt Frazier, and that was number 30, James Mathis.
It'll be third and 8. Seven 10 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading it 7-3. Trips to the far side with Flournoy in the slot on the inside. Single receiver out here. Seagraves brings a man in motion to our side of the field. That's Cooper. Drops back, and there's...
Packers call another timeout. We'll take another 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back here in MacDarb Stadium, 6:49 to go first half. Vikings leading it 7-3. It will be third and 8. Marty, what you got?
Not bad.
I lost him on the sidelines. All right.
Got an update out of Coffee, guys. 7-0 Coffee over Valdosta right now.
Four-man front for our Vikings. See what Coach Post has up his sleeve. He's saying two receivers near side, two far side. Put C. Graves to his right. Third and 8. C. Graves standing on his 25. Takes the snap. Drops back. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Monori Smith at the 5. And he's down at the 3. Nope, they're going to call him down at the 6-yard line.
No, he rolled inside the 3. He's about the 1 or 2.
Well, one official came in marking it at the 6. He's down at the half-yard line.
Smith just went out, cleared the middle, and he was wide open. Big tight end like that, big hands, able to make a great catch.
C. Graves under center. Gives it to Big Bull back.
Whistle.
Nope, the whistle flags are down. Dead ball. Encroachment on the defense.
So they'll move it from the 1 to the half. Sam Washington checks out at defensive end. So it's still first and goal for the Packers. Inside the 1-yard line.
They got their big linebacker, Shemaine Washington, in at running back. And John Gray, linebacker. They're in a straight T formation. C. Graves under center. Gives it to Washington over the right side. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Packers.
So the Packers now go up 9-7 as they'll bring out their extra point team. Luna, their kicker, number 30. Is set up for the extra point. 6:19 left in the first half, and the Packers take a lead again.
Luna waiting on the snap. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. 10-7 Packers lead with 6:19 to go in the half. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. End over end kick. Bergman takes at the 6. He's up to the 10 and the 15. Finds a hold at the 20, the 25, and gets out to about the 28-yard line.
That drive for the Packers, 4 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock. They went 64 total yards, 10 plays, 6 of them were runs, 4 of them were passes. They got 4 first downs on the play. Resulted in a 1-yard touchdown run.
Hey, guys, give you an update over in Douglas. Coffee has an 80-yard drive, took 10 minutes off the clock, and they go up 7-0.
Thank you, Marty. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Gerald sends twins left, twins right. Four-man front for the Packers. Linebackers up tight. Gerald quickly, pump fake. Starts left, being chased by the Packers.
Throw it.
Gets hit, and he'll lose yardage. From the 28, back, he'll lose 8 yards all the way back to the 20-yard line.
He was trying to stretch that out. He had, see who that was. It was number 31, Brandon Roberts, streaking down that sideline over there on the far side. But double and maybe even triple coverage. He couldn't throw it. Had to take the loss.
Twins left, twins right. Gerald in the shotgun. Second and 18. Quarterback keeper. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 18.
Trying to find a hole in that middle is going to be extremely difficult. We talked about that in the pregame. Those linebackers are going to be tough to get over.
Make it 3rd and 17. Gerald with Bergman in the backfield. Takes a snap, drops back. Pass out in front of Bergman, no good, and will have to punt.
very quickly the official called that an incomplete pass. From our vantage point, a little difficult to see. Thought they might be trying a backwards pass, but it was out in front of Bergman, as you said, trying to see if he could clear the corner on a little swing pass.
Matt Mackenstein. Come on to punt. Trey Scott standing back about his own 40-yard line. Mack standing around the six. Nice high kick by Mackenstein. Scott will let the ball hit, bounce away from him. Takes a Viking bounce, goes out of bounds at the Packer 40-yard line.
Nice kick by Matt Mackenstein that time. Good snap from Tyler VanderZanden right there. Didn't have to jump, move down, anything. The snap right there in his hands. And a big, big kick by Matt Mackenstein. 40-yard punt by Matt Mackenstein.
Packers take over on their 40-yard line with 4:41 to go in the first half. And they lead it by 3, 10-7. Two receivers near side, one far side. Five-man front for the Vikings. Quarterback keeper around the right side gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll get two and a half yards.
Wes, Tyler Altman has made the first contact, was able to slow him down.
Give him 3 yards out to the 43, so it'll be 2nd and 7 from there. Clemens back in at linebacker. Seagrave splits his receivers. Throws out to Woodward. And he'll be out to about the 48-yard line. He'll be 2 yards short. It'll be 3rd and 2 from there.
Saw Matt Frazier. He went down in his down position at defensive end. He saw the tight end come out, quickly got up. If he'd got his head around, might have been able to get a hand out there and knock it away.
Woodward in the – Seagraves in the pistol. Double tight end, splits his receivers. Takes a snap, gives it to Woodward up the middle. He has a first down and ends some as he gets into our territory down to our 46-yard line.
The offensive line for the Packers, when they need those 2 or 3 yards, they are able to get the holes there. First and 10 for the Packers, 4:03 left here in the first quarter. Packers lead 10-7 over our Vikings.
We will get the ball to start the second half. Packers again, two tight ends. Again with the Woodward up the middle. He's across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. Matt 4 yards will be 2nd and 6 from there, Bill.
Matt Frazier and Eric Hart in on the tackle for the Vikings. Tyler Altman will check in as number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, comes to the sideline. Keeping that fresh nose tackle in and out all night tonight.
Now he sends twins left, twins right. Flournoy on the far side of the field. Four-man front. Quickly throws out to Phillips. Phillips by one man, two. Down to the 39-yard line.
Tyquan Lang hits him, drives him out of bounds. The clock will stop with 3:07 left in the first quarter. And bring up a 3rd and about 3.
Ball at the 39. Offset pistol. Seagraves with the snap. Rolls left looking. Pitches the ball out to Trey Cooper. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage. And he will be awfully close to the first down. He stretched it out. I don't think it matters. They'll go for it even if it's short.
Yeah, it is 4th down.
At the 37-yard line. 4th and about 0.5 yard. 2:42 to go here in the first half. And the Packers take their final, our Vikings take a timeout. We'll take a 30. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back here in Moultrie, Georgia, it will be 4th and about 0.5 yard at the 37-yard line. 2:37 to go here in the first half. What you got, Taylor?
Got an update out of Coffee County. Tie ball game, 7-7.
Wes, we can't really tell right here from our vantage point because the yardsticks are right down below us, but it looks like he's going to need to make the hash mark of the 36 in order to get that first down. The nose of the ball would have to touch it about a half yard.
We're in a five-man front. They got Washington, their linebacker, and John Gray, the linebacker at fullback. Seagraves under center. Takes a snap, gives it to John Gray, the linebacker, and he's got the first down as he gets to the 35-yard line. He just hurtled up on the line and let his momentum carry him over.
They needed the 36, and they made the 35, so it's first and 10. Packers have controlled the ball here in the first half. They lead 10-7. They led 3-0, then we came back, got a touchdown, led 7-3. Then they answered with another touchdown. It's now 10-7.
And official
got an equipment issue with James Mathis. And he'll have to come off to address that. It looks like a helmet issue. They'll bring in number 50, L.A. Rollins.
No, he's got blood, a little blood on him, Bill.
Oh, okay, that's, and you got to have blood. You cannot have exposed blood on the playing field.
First and 10, Packers at the 35. 2:25 to go here in the half. Man in motion towards our side of the field. That's Cooper. Seagraves drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by Flournoy Smith. 6'4", just goes up. That big tight end makes those catches. And that's a first down all the way down to our 18-yard line. We've not had an answer for that all night long.
They're throwing just in between Josh Clemens and Tyquan Lang. First and 10 for the Packers.
To Woodward. He gets hit, and he'll get maybe a yard.
D'Angelo Edmonds made the initial contact and then just held on to drag him down.
2 minutes to go here in the half. Second and 9 for the Packers.
Vikings trail 10-7 here. Packers taking a lot of time with this play.
Both teams with one timeout. Seagraves with a back on either side of him. Gives it to Woodward.
Halfback pass. He's
looks.
Wide open.
He's got a man open in the end zone. Touchdown, Packers.
There was not a Viking within 10 yards of him.
Yeah, that cornerback just bit up on the run, guys. It was a left-handed throw, so it was a little awkward. Wasn't expecting a lefty to pull up and throw it, but he sure did, and he's wide open in the end zone.
Packers go up 16-7 as they'll attempt the extra point here. 1:28 left in the half. There's the snap, the kick, it's up, and it's good. And the Packers lead 17-7 with 1:28 left in the half. We'll be right back after this 60-second break.
Luna's kick goes to Bergman. He takes it at the 7. Goes far side. He's up to the 15 by one man. 20 still on his feet. Cuts outside. Run by one man, two. One, down the sidelines he goes. All the way from the 7-yard line out to the 48-yard line.
Guys, that last drive for the Packers, 3 minutes, 20 seconds off the clock. They went 60 total yards. 10 plays ran. 6 of them were passes. 6 of them were runs, 4 passes. They got 3 first downs.
And that may have been the spark we need with only 1:15 left here in the half to set the Vikings up for an opportunity to get a score before we go into half. What a great return by Nick Bergman. That was about a 43-yard kick return.
Lance Gerald brings Bergman. D. Daniels. We go back to the wing tee. They've got a four-man front, three linebackers. Gerald drops back, looks. Oh, I just throws the ball past the outstretched fingers of Nick Bergman. Second and 10. Taylor, you've got us an update from Douglas, Georgia.
Yeah, Coffey, after getting tied up by Valdosta, they're leading 13-7.
Pass just a little wide out to Nick Bergman.
Salvador checks in. Ball on the far hash mark. Our Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Or left to right.
Left to right. Oh! Gerald slips and falls. Bergman picks the ball up and will lose all the way back to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, there was just no way that he was going to get anything out of that. Bergman, it looked like Lance got stepped on as he was trying to make the handoff.
And Colquitt calls a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here in Moultrie, Georgia, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. 58 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 17-7. It'll be third and 25. We just had a busted play. And Lance Gerald wisely got the ball back to Nick Bergman, but Nick had no place to go.
Wes, it looked like when he took the snap, he might have got stepped on. When he was trying to make the pitch, it kind of went over Bergman's head. Good job by Bergman falling on it.
Coughlin out of timeout. Gerald in the wing tee. Takes the snap. Bergman around the left side across the 40. And it'll be fourth and about 12. Stayed inbounds. Clock is running.
We will have to get this snap off for a punt. The idea not to give or leave Colquitt much time at all.
Nope.
They just started the 25-second clock, heard the whistle, and it's only the clock's at 25 seconds. We can carry this all the way down, I think, to about 5 seconds.
Yeah, we're not going to run a play. We're going to take it down as close as we can get it.
We'll call timeout, and then we'll get to run the fourth down play.
And timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 30. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Moultrie, Georgia, 6 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings trail 17-7. It is fourth and about 13. 6 seconds to go. And you're wondering, is coach saying, punt the ball? Yep, he's going to tell Mac Mackenstein to punt it. No.
No, not out there.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Been the play for it.
Packers not sending anybody back deep. They're saying they don't think it's going to happen. Mac, high kick. Hit. Bounces. Horn sounds.
Touch it.
That's the end of the half.
Pick it up.
We touched it. And that's the end of the half. Marty will catch Coach Mac.
Coach Mack, very tough, physical first half. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Well, we've got to keep playing, you know. It ain't over till it's over.
Coach, we get the ball second half. Hopefully we can come out and have a long drive.
All righty. And we'll take a five-minute break. Vikings trail 17-7. We're on the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. You're listening to Loud High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.